我们今天的题目是什么是真智慧。
The title for today is What is True Wisdom?
那么所罗门王以他的智慧来寻求人生的真意。
King Solomon used his wisdom to try to find out the true meaning of life.
所以在寻求这些真意的时候，他看过很多的事情。
And so as he was seeking, he saw many things.
他发觉到拥有很多的财富不一定是很好的事情。
He realized that owning much wealth is not necessarily a good thing.
因为富有跟物质，他说不能够填满我们空虚的心灵。
Because he said that wealth and material goods cannot fill the emptiness in our hearts.
然后反过来说，他说灾祸或者贫穷，不一定是不好的事情。
On the flip side, he said that troubles and lack of wealth is not necessarily a bad thing.
因为在困难或者贫乏当中，人能够得到好处。
Because during troubles and during the time of lacking, people may receive good things.
那么圣经也讲，所罗门王是一个有智慧的人。
The Bible tells us that King Solomon was a man of wisdom.
所以什么是智慧？
So what is wisdom?
那么根据一些词典的定义。
According to dictionary definition.
他说智慧跟知识有相关。
It says that wisdom and knowledge are related.
并且是有能力去利用这些知识。
It's having the ability to utilize the knowledge.
我们这些词典说一个有智慧的人。
And these dictionary tells us that a man with wisdom.
是一个有知识的人。
Is a man with knowledge.
并且能够分析和辨别，有辨别的能力。
Also, he has ability to discern.
但是圣经却有不同的看法和定义。
But the Bible has a different view and a different definition.
那么今天的经文里面，所罗门王谈到真智慧。
Today's passage talks about true wisdom.
那么他说，一个有真智慧的人，就是好像十六节到十八节所说的。
And according to verses 16 to 18, that's a man with true wisdom.
我们看到十六节讲到，不要行义过分，也不要过于自逞智慧。何必自取败亡呢？
And verse 16 it says, Do not be over righteous, neither be over wise. Why destroy yourself?
不要行恶过分，也不要对人愚昧，何必不到其而死呢？
Do not be over wicked, and do not be a fool. Why die before your time?
你持守这个为美，那个也不要松手，因为敬畏神的人必从这两个出来。
It is good to grasp the one and not let go of the other. The man who fears God will avoid all extremes.
那么这里经文讲到，一个有智慧、真智慧的人是一个不行义过分的人和不行恶过分的人。
And here it says that a wise person is one who does not be over righteous and who does not be over wicked.
那么肯定的，我们知道一个不行恶的人，圣经告诉我们是一个有智慧的人。
Of course, from the scripture we know that a person who does not do wickedness is a wise person.
因为圣经里面处处都提到，我们必须要远离罪恶。
Because the Bible continually tells us to leave wickedness.
然后比如说诗篇第一章第二节第三节告诉我们。
Such as Chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 tells us.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐以慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，这人便为有福了。
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
但是我们发觉到，刚才十六节告诉我们，如果要做一个有真智慧的人，我们必须不要行义过分。
But in verse 16, it tells us not to be excessively righteous.
那么这句经文到底是什么意思？
What does this verse mean?
行义过分，如果在圣经原文来看的话，
If we look at overly righteous from the original text,
是指自我为义的意思。
It's actually defined as self-righteousness.
英文翻译成 self-righteousness.自我为义的意思就是认为自己比别人好。
To be self-righteous is to consider ourselves better than others.
没有做错事情。
that we haven't done anything wrong.
圣经里面一个很好的例子就是法利赛人。
A good example in scripture is the Pharisees.
法利赛人对摩西的律法守得非常的严谨。
The Pharisees kept a strict observance of the Mosaic law.
那么他们认为自己是义人是没有罪的。
They considered themselves as righteous without sin.
那些犯错的人，比如说那些税吏或者那些通奸的人，他们才是罪人。
It's only the tax collectors and the adulterers who are sinners.
那么有一次，耶稣跟那些税吏在一起吃饭的时候
，And one time Jesus was dining with tax collectors.
那么就给这些税吏这些法利赛人看到。
And the Pharisees saw that.
他就问耶稣，你为什么跟罪人在一起吃饭？
So they asked Jesus, why are you eating with sinners?
那么让我们停下来思想一下。
And let's pause and reflect.
我们有时候有没有好像法利赛人一样？
Are we sometimes like these Pharisees?
只看到别人的罪，而且没有看到自己的罪。
We only see the sin in others and not in ourselves.
那么耶稣基督在这个马太福音第七章教导我们不要论断别人。
And Jesus in Matthew chapter 7 teaches us not to judge other people.
他到一个论断别人的人，他只看到别人眼中的事。
And a person who judges others is like one who only sees the speck of sawdust in your brother's eyes.
他不能够看见自己眼前那个梁木。
But he cannot see the plank that's in his own eye.
因为一个刺跟一根梁木是它的差别是很大。
Because the comparison between a speck and a plank is huge.
一个是非常的小。
One is very small.
一个很大。
The other is big.
所以这个论断的人只看到别人一点点的错。
So the person who judges only sees the small problems in another person.
但是却没有发觉到自己也有错。
But they do not realize they themselves have problems.
还有主耶稣责备这些论断别人的人，他们也是假冒为善的人。
And Jesus rebukes these people as hypocrites.
所以叫他们先除去自己眼前那个梁木。
So he says, take the plank out of your own eye.
他说，然后才能够看得清楚。
And then you will see clearly.
然后才去除掉别人眼中的刺。
To remove the speck from your brother's eye.
所以自我为一的人，他们喜欢论断别人。
So a person who is self-righteous like to judge other people.
而且是假冒为善的人。
And they are hypocrites.
假冒为善的人所做的东西都不是真的。
The actions of hypocrites are not real.
假冒为善的含义，如果在圣经含义来看，就是讲到一个人在台上演戏这样。
A hypocrite, according to scriptural definition, is just like one person who is acting on stage.
我们都知道，在台上演戏的人都不是真的。
We know that the actors on stage are not real.
那么虽然那个戏剧是真的
，even though the play is real，
但是当他们在台上演戏的时候，演出来的他们不是真的。
But it's not real life as they're acting it out.
只是给别人看嘛。
It's only a performance for people to see.
所以当一个人自我为一的时候，他没有办法看到自己的弱点和自己的错。
So when a person is self-righteous, they cannot see their own weaknesses or their own errors.
所以法利赛人就是如此。
So the Pharisees were such.
他们喜欢论断别人。
They like to judge others.
所以因此耶稣基督在马太福音第23章责备他们。
So Jesus in Matthew chapter 23 rebukes them.
如果我们看马太福音第23章的话，我们看到耶稣基督七次责备这些法利赛人。
So if we look at Matthew chapter 23, we see that seven times Jesus rebuked the Pharisees.
他说：“你们这些假冒为善的法利赛人，有祸了。”
He says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites."
那么主耶稣同时也说，他们好像粉刺的坟墓，外面好看，里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。
And he also says, "You are like whitewashed tombs, which look beautiful on the outside." But on the inside are full of dead men's bones and everything unclean.
然后主耶稣继续在28节这么说。
And then in verse 28, Jesus continues.
他说在人前外面显出公义来，里面却装满了假善和不法的事。
and that even so, to outwardly appear righteous to men, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness.
所以主耶稣在路加福音第十八章做了一个比喻。
And so Jesus in Luke chapter 18 gave parable.
所以当耶稣基督做这个比喻的时候，他的目的就是要责备那些自我为意、藐视别人的人。
And the purpose of Jesus saying, telling this parable was to rebuke those who consider themselves righteous and look down on others.
所以他以法利赛人跟税吏的祷告来做了这个比喻。
So he used the prayer of a Pharisee and the prayer of a tax collector as a parable.
然后耶稣讲了这个比喻的时候，
And when Jesus told this,
他说有两个人去圣殿祷告。
He said two men went up to the temple to pray.
他说一个是法利赛人，
One a Pharisee.
然后一个是税吏，
And the other a tax collector.
然后法利赛人站在那边的时候，自言自语的祷告。
And the Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself.
他说神啊，我感谢你，我不像那些勒索和故意奸淫，也不像这个罪吏。
He says, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
他说我一个礼拜禁食两次。
He says, I fast twice a week.
啊，我也把给我十亿的啊都奉献出来。
And give a tenth of all I get.
那么后来耶稣基督也谈到这个税吏的祷告。
Jesus also talks about the prayer of the tax collector.
那么这个税吏远远的站坐在那边。
And this tax collector stood at a distance.
他连举目望天也不敢。
And he didn't even dare to look up to heaven.
只垂坐胸坐。
But he beat his breast and said,
他说神啊，可怜我这个罪人。
He says, God have mercy on me, a sinner.
偶尔我们会有听到有些人说教会里面有一些假冒为善的人。
Occasionally we hear people talking about the churches having hypocrites.
我当然我不是说我们教会里面有假冒为善的人。
I'm not saying that our church have hypocrites.
我在过去我也曾经听过这样的人所说教会里面有假冒为善的人。
And I've heard people complaining about church having hypocrites.
如果讲起来的话，可能他们所说的也可能是正确的。
And perhaps they're right.
但是无论如何，就是值得我们去反省的。
But no matter what, it's something worthy of our reflection.
那么到底什么是真智慧？
So what is true wisdom?
那么所罗门王讲到，一个真智慧的人是一个不自我为意的人。
So King Solomon says that a person with true wisdom is one who is not self-righteous.
也是一个不行恶的人。
And one who does not do evil.
他也明白刚才我们读那段经文七章第二十节那那句话。
And he also understands what chapter 7 verse 20 says.
那么二十节讲到时常行善而不犯罪的义人世上实在没有。
Indeed.There is not a righteous man on earth who continually does good and who never sins.
所以当一个人明白这句话的时候，他就不会自我为义。
So when a person understands this, then he will not be self-righteous.
为什么一个人会自我为义？
So why would a person become self-righteous?
因为他不明白世上没有一个罪就是世上就是他不明白世上就是没有罪人那个真理，没有义人那个真理。
It's because he does not understand the truth about the fact that there is none righteous on earth.
因为在罗马书第三章第二十三节这么说。
Because in Romans chapter 3 verse 23 it says.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以所罗门王说，如果一个人要晓得什么是真智慧的话，
So King Solomon says that if a person wants to have true wisdom,
他必须了解人的罪性。
He must recognize man's sinful nature.
所以在我还没有信耶稣之前，
So before I became a Christian,
我对罪的观念一点都不知道。
I didn't have the right concept about sin.
我以为自己是一个没有罪的人。
I thought I was a man without sin.
又没有偷东西，又没有抢，为什么有罪？
I never stole or robbed from people. Why do I have sin?
那么后来我信了耶稣之后
，After I became a Christian，
那么我开始读圣经
，I began to read the scripture。
那么我自己发觉到确实是一个有罪的人
，And I realized I was a sinner。
那么圣经说，当我们恨一个人的时候
，The Bible says that if we hate someone，
那么我们就犯罪了
，We have sinned。
啊，圣经也说，当一个人看到一个女人的时候。
And the Bible also tells us that if you look at a woman,
那么心里面起了那些淫念
and have lust in your heart,
那么圣经说那个人已经犯罪了
and the Bible says that that person has sinned.
那么你是否恨过一个人
So have you hated someone before?
啊，当你看到别人比你更好的时候
Perhaps you see a person better than you.
啊，你心里面产生了嫉妒
and there's envy in your heart.
那么圣经说这是罪的
And the Bible tells us that it's sin.
所以当亚当跟夏娃吃了神禁止吃的果子的时候
，So when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit，
那么圣经也说人类就犯罪了。
The Bible says that man has sinned.
因为一个人的错使到全人类犯罪。
Because one man's sin, the whole world sinned.
因为一个人不听从神的命令，使到罪带来的后果。
We receive the consequence because one man did not obey God's word.
啊，罗马书第三章讲的真好。
Romans chapter 3 says it clearly.
那么这第三章里面形容罪恶啊，就是罪所带来那种后果。
And Romans chapter 3 tells us the consequence of sin.
那么那段经文讲到没有一个义人，连一个都没有。
The passage tells us there is no one righteous, not even one.
他说没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God.
都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。
All have turned away; they have together become worthless.
没有行善的人，连一个都没有。
There is no one who does good, not even one.
他说他们的喉咙好像一个敞开的坟墓一样。
And continues to say that their throats are open graves.
他们用舌头诡诈，嘴唇里有举舌的毒气。
Their tongues practice deceit; the poison of vipers is on their lips.
满口是毒骂、苦毒、杀人的血。
Their mouths are full of cursing and bitterness.
他们的脚飞跑，经过的所经过的路，便行残杀、暴虐事。
Their feet are swift to shed blood. Ruin and misery mark their ways.
而平安的路，他们未知道，他们眼中不怕神。
And the way of peace they do not know. There is no fear of God before their eyes.
所以，当我们看最后一句的时候，他们的眼中不怕神。
And so, if we look at the last verse, there is no fear of God before their eyes.
同时，我们讲到诗篇跟箴言，讲到敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端的时候。
And if we think about Psalm and Proverbs, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
所以一个怕神的人，一个敬畏神的人，是有智慧的人。
So a person who fears the Lord is one with wisdom.
所以保罗在这段经文里面讲到，这些人不怕神。
And so, Paul in Romans says that these people have no fear of God in their eyes.
所以这是罪带来的后果。
And this is the consequence of sin.
那你曾经看过一个被虫吃了的苹果吗
？Have you ever seen an apple that was eaten by insects？
啊，当然，我们到店里面买的苹果都是没有虫的。
Of course, most of the apples that we buy from the store don't have worms in them.
啊，如果你在家里面曾经种过苹果的话，有些苹果是有虫的。
But if you plant apples at home, sometimes you find worms in them.
然后你知道这些虫怎么进到苹果里面去？
Do you know how these worms got into the apple?
那么可能你会想，这些虫都是从外面然后进入苹果里面。
Perhaps you would think that these worms ate their way inside.
那么其实不是。
Actually not.
那么科学家发觉到这些虫是从里面出来的。
Scientists realized that these worms actually came from the inside.
但是你想，虫怎么能够从里面出来，不是从外面进去的呢？
But how could these worms come from inside of the apple instead of going in from the outside?
啊，他们发觉到很简单。
They realize it's very simple.
然后一些昆虫在苹果就是开花的时候还没有结成果子的时候， 在它们下了一些蛋。
The insect would lay its eggs on the blossoms before the fruit was formed.
然后之后，虫就在苹果的中心被孵出来。
And then, as the apple grows, the worm will be inside the apple.
然后这条虫就往从苹果的中心往外一直刺。
And the worm will eat its way out.
然后苹果就坏了。
And then you get a rotten apple.
所以罪就好像这条虫一样。
And sin is just like this worm.
也就是从我们人心里面出来。
It comes out of our hearts.
那么呻吟到我们的思想里面。
And it affects our thoughts.
那么呻吟到我们的言语。
And it affects our speech.
也呻吟到我们的行为。
And it affects our actions.
那么谈到人的罪的时候，所罗门王也提到，这些人从舌头里面所发出的那种言语。
And talking about sin, King Solomon also reflects on the word that comes out of man.
那么如果你看七章二十一节
，If you look at chapter 7 verse 21,
他说人所说的一切话，你不要放在心上。
Also, do not take seriously all words which are spoken.
他说：“恐怕听见你的仆人咒诅你。”
Lest you hear your servant cursing you.
他说：“因为你心里知道自己也曾屡次咒诅别人。”
For you also have realized that you likewise have many times cursed others.
那么这个是一个罪所带来的一个问题。
This is a problem that came with sin.
人喜欢在别人背后讲坏话。
People like to say bad things behind others' back.
如果你看罗马书第一章的话
If you look at Romans chapter 1,
在第一章里面形容一系列的罪恶
It describes a whole host of sins.
那么其中一个罪就是讲到在别人的背后讲坏话
And one is slander.
所以我们必须要谨慎
And so we must be watchful.
不要以为在别人的背后讲坏话是无所谓的
Don't think about, that God doesn't care when we talk badly about people behind their back.
所以当一个人在别人的背后讲坏话的时候我们的反应是如何
So how should we respond when others are slandering?
我们感觉到很高兴还是很生气
Are we joyful or are we angry?
或者为自己辩护
Or perhaps we want to defend ourselves.
有时候我们在路上开车的时候
Sometimes when we're driving on the road.
不晓得你有没有经历过
I don't know if you've ever experienced it.
我有时候有经历过
Sometimes I've experienced it.
不是你的错但是后面那个人一直在按喇叭
It's not your fault, but the person behind you kept honking.
那么在这种情况以下你的反应是怎么样的
Under this circumstance, how will you react?
可能说如果我有枪的话
Perhaps if I had a gun
所以如果有人在后面按喇叭的话
So if a person is honking behind me
最好不要管他
Just ignore them
所以所罗门王说不要把这些事情放在心里面
And Solomon says Do not take these things seriously
因为你自己也曾经做过这样的事情
Because you yourself at some point have done similar things.
就是在二十二节讲到，证明我们有时候也会在被人讲别人的坏话。
And so, just as verse 22 tells us that sometimes we talk about people behind their backs as well.
那么就说明我们每一个人都是有罪有软弱的人。
So it says that all of us are sinners and we're weak.
所以当我们明白这点的时候，我们就不会自我为意。
So when we understand this point, then we would no longer be self-righteous.
而且随意去论断别人。
And to easily judge others.
就好像刚才我们看那个耶稣基督说那个比喻一样。
Just as the parable that Jesus has told.
那么耶稣讲到这个税吏的时候。
And when Jesus talks about the tax collector.
那么这个税吏谦卑在神的面前。
The tax collector humbled himself before God.
他求神开恩可怜他这个罪人。
He has God to have mercy on him, a sinner.
所以当一个人知道自己是一个可怜的罪人的时候
So when a person realizes that he is a pitiful sinner,
那么他才是一个有真智慧的人
Then he is one with true wisdom.
因为圣经讲神阻挡那些骄傲的人赐恩给那谦卑的人
Because the Bible says that God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
而一个有真智慧的人，第一就是他不自我为意。
So a person with true wisdom is one, he is not self-righteous.
他也是一个不行恶的人。
And he does not do evil.
那么一个有真智慧的人是一个承认自己罪性的人。
A person with wisdom is one who acknowledges his sinful nature.
那么第三点，今天的经文也讲到真智慧不容易找到。
And thirdly, scripture tells us that true wisdom is hard to find.
圣经里面讲所罗门王的智慧是神是人的智慧。
The Bible tells us that Solomon's wisdom is man's wisdom.
而不是今天早上我们看那个经句，就是讲到敬畏耶和华是智慧开端那个智慧。
And it's not the passage that we read that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That type of wisdom.
我们都知道在圣经里面讲到所罗门王是一个有智慧的人。
The scripture tells us that Solomon was a man of wisdom.
刚才我讲这个智慧是人的智慧。
And I mentioned that is man's wisdom.
他以人的智慧来寻求人生的真意。
He used man's wisdom to try to find the meaning of life.
他发觉到当人越多智慧的时候越多烦恼。
He realized that a man with more wisdom would have more worries and trouble.
因为这个智慧不能够使到他彻透很多的事情。
Because his wisdom cannot allow him to understand many things.
有很多人以为自己很有知识。
Some people consider themselves as having much knowledge.
就能够解决一些人生的问题。
And then they'll be able to solve many of life's problems.
然后找到人生的真意。
And find the true meaning of life.
但往往人的智慧没有办法彻透人生里面一些很重要的事情。
But oftentimes man's wisdom cannot see through many issues in life.
所以圣经讲，真正的智慧在日光下不能够找到。
So the Bible tells us that true wisdom cannot be found under the sun.
那么真正的智慧是从神而来的。
True wisdom only comes from God.
不是来自人的本身。
It does not come from man.
所以所罗门王希望能够得到这个智慧。
So Solomon wanted to receive this wisdom.
但是他发觉到这个智慧却远离他。
Yet this wisdom eluded him.
所以在25节讲到他一心要知道要考察要寻求智慧和万事的理由又要知道那邪恶为愚昧愚昧为荒枉。
And so I directed my mind to know to investigate and to seek wisdom and an explanation and know the evil of folly and the foolishness of madness.
所以在寻求这个智慧当中所罗门王却被女人缠住了。
But in his quest to seek this wisdom, he was entangled by women.
然后使到他做了不少愚昧的事情。
And it caused him to do many foolish things.
所以在所罗门王一生中里面他做了两件愚昧的事情。
So King Solomon had two foolish things that he did in his life.
一个就是他让那些财富拥有了他。
One is he was owned by his wealth.
那么第二就是被女人缠住了。
And the other is being ensnared by women.
我们知道所罗门王有多少个妻子。
Do you know how many wives that King Solomon had?
所罗门王一共有700个妻子。
He had 700 wives.
一年都轮不到一个。
More than one wife per day in a year.
而且他有300个嫔妃。
And he had 300 concubines.
他娶了许多外邦人的太太。
He had married many foreign wives.
那么这些女人都使到他远离神。
And these foreign wives led him astray from God.
那么旧约圣经里面经常警告以色列的子民。
In the Old Testament, they often warned the Israelites.
不可以与外邦人结婚。
Do not intermarry with the Gentiles.
那么如果我们看新约圣经的时候，
If we look at the New Testament,
保罗也劝告基督徒不可以跟非信徒结婚。
Paul also warns the Christians do not be intermarried with non-Christians.
所以所罗门王讲真的智慧真的是不容易找到。
So King Solomon talks about true wisdom is difficult to find.
他也讲到正直的人也不容易找到。
And he says that righteous man is hard to find.
他说在1000个男人当中。
He said in 1000 men.
才找到一个正直的人。
You can only find one righteous.
但是在众女子当中没有一个。
But not one upright woman among them all.
那么最后。
And lastly.
一个有真智慧的人是一个敬畏耶和华的人。
A person with true wisdom is one who fears the Lord.
啊，就好像今天早上我们看那段经句。
Just the passage, like the passage that we read this morning.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
什么是敬畏神？
What is to fearing the Lord?
我们根据旧约圣经，一个敬畏神的人是一个遵守神诫命的人。
According to the Old Testament, one who fears the Lord is one who keeps the commands of the law.The Lord.
然后并且顺服神所吩咐他所做的
and obeys all that God asked him to do.
他明白这位神是一位圣洁公义的神
He understands that God is holy and he is just.
那么因此使到他远离罪恶
and so he departs from sin.
一个敬畏神的人他心中存着那种敬畏
and a person who fears the Lord is full of awe towards God.
因为他体会到神的伟大和神的圣洁
because he understands the greatness and the holiness of God.
那么旧约圣经里面以色列人不能够以一个名词来形容这位神
and in the Old Testament, the Israelites were not able to use one term to describe God.
原因就是因为他们心中感觉到这位神是多么的伟大和圣洁
because in their hearts they recognize how great God is
所以不能够用任何的名词来形容这位神
and they cannot use a particular term to describe God
而当神呼召摩西、从埃及领这些百姓出来的时候
so when God called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt
耶和华的使者在一颗燃烧不尽的荆棘面前向摩西显现
God appeared to Moses in a burning bush.
所以当神向摩西显现的时候
And when God revealed to Moses,
使到摩西必须蒙着脸
that Moses had to cover his face.
因为他怕看到这位神
Because he is fearful to see God.
所以神的伟大和神的圣洁
And so God's greatness and his holiness.
所以使到摩西不能够承受神而感到心里面很害怕
That Moses was filled with fear before God.
那么这种感受就是敬畏。
And this feeling is fear of the Lord.
所以当神呼召以赛亚先知出来做先知的时候
，And so when God called Isaiah,
神在圣殿里面向以赛亚显示。
God appeared to him in the temple.
那么因为神的圣洁和神的荣光。
And because of God's holiness and His glory.
所以直到以赛亚先知在以赛亚书六章五节这么说。
So that it caused Isaiah in Isaiah 66 verse 5 tells us.
他说灾祸我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中，又因我眼见大君王万军之耶和华。
Woe to me, I am ruined.For I am a man of unclean lips, and I have lived among people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.
所以以赛亚的反应显示他对神那种敬畏。
So Isaiah's reaction shows his fear towards God.
因为他体会到神的伟大和神的圣洁。
Because he experienced God's greatness and his holiness.
所以一个敬畏耶和华，一个敬畏神的人将会带来给他真智慧。
So a person who fears the Lord will receive true wisdom.
这个智慧使到他能够遵守神的诫命。
And this wisdom enables him to obey God's command.
然后顺服神的旨意。
And to obey God's will for him.
并且远离罪恶。
And to depart from evil.
所以当我们到传道书将要结束的时候。
And as we're wrapping up the book of Ecclesiastes.
所以所罗门王在十二章十三节说了这句话。
And Solomon in chapter 12 verse 13 says.
也是整本传道书的总结。
And it's also the final conclusion of the whole book.
他说这些事情你们已经听见了。
When all has been heard.
他说总意的就是敬畏神。
The conclusion is fear God.
谨守他诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
And keep his commandments because this applies to every person.
所以所罗门王谈了这么多东西。
So King Solomon talked about all these things.
他说只有一件很重要的事情。
There's only one that's very important thing.
就是敬畏神。
That is to fear the Lord.
经守他的诫命。
To obey His commands.
这个就是真智慧。
And this is true wisdom.
真智慧不容易找到。
True wisdom is hard to find.
如果要得到真智慧的话。
If we're to receive true wisdom.
我们必须不要自我为意。
We must not be self-righteous.
我们必须远离罪恶。
We must depart from evil.
我们必须明白人是有罪的。
We must understand man's sinful nature.
我们也必须明白世上没有一个义人。
And we must understand there's no one righteous in this world.
我们也必须明白一个有真智慧的人。
And we also must realize a person with true wisdom.
是一个敬畏耶和华的人。
It's one who fears the Lord.
让我们同心祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words that you have given us today.
求主帮助我们能够寻找到这个真智慧。
Please help us to find true wisdom.
我们知道，当我们敬畏耶和华的时候，
We know that we fear the Lord.
我们是一个有真智慧的人。
We're one who has true wisdom.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Thank you.